The United Nations is holding its first high-level two-day meeting dedicated to the four main chronic non-communicable diseases, or NCDs. That's heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and lung disease. Leaders present will include UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan, and around 35 heads of state and government. Over the course of the gathering, which began today in New York, the participants will aim to set a new international agenda to tackle NCDs in the future. Meanwhile, a study released by the WHO on the eve of the conference highlighted the fact that the worldwide NCD epidemic is expected to accelerate so that by 2030, the number of deaths from these diseases could reach 52 million a year. Lydia O'Kane spoke to WHO Media Relations Officer Gregory Hartle about the figures and the significance of this UN meeting.
The most basic level, WHO differentiates between those diseases which can be transmitted from person to person and those which cannot. And we call those which cannot be transmitted from person to person non-communicable diseases. And of those, the four most important or cause the greatest burden of disease are cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and lung disease.
WHO has a new study out which details low-cost solutions to help curb the tide of this type of non-communicable disease. First of all, I want you to explain about the report, but I just wanted to bring in that it costs an awful lot of money to deal with these diseases. That would be the first observation to make, and perhaps you could talk about the cost of these diseases.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly the costs that we estimate for adapting what we would call the best buys, and so this isn't an exhaustive costing, but let's say there are specific measures, I believe there are 14 measures, which we've outlined, which would say that these give the best bang for your buck, that either at a personal, individual level or at a societal level, if countries were to implement certain measures, they would get really a lot of return on their investment. And yes, these measures cost, if they were all implemented around the world in all low and middle income countries, $11.4 billion per year. On the other side, it is estimated that we could prevent the loss of millions of lives per year. And many of these people who we are preventing from dying are people who are in the primes of their economic lives. So if we can stop people from dying, and of course that is a very worthy goal in itself, but apart from that, if they are still healthy, that means they can be strong economic contributors to their societies still.
You were talking about implementing measures there. What type of measures would you be talking about?
Yeah, so we're thinking of things on a societal level like excise taxes on tobacco and alcohol or smoke-free workplaces. And on an individual level, you would screen people for cervical cancer or counsel people for drug therapy at a high risk of cardiovascular disease and vaccinate against hepatitis B, which would prevent liver cancer.
How would you get countries to adopt to these approaches? How hard or easy would it be?
Yeah, it varies so much from country to country that you would have to go around and ask all 160 or so low and middle income countries, non-OECD countries, what they think they would do in order to adopt these measures. I think they're certainly, one of the things that we did in the run-up to the conference, which is now happening in New York, the high-level meeting, is do a survey of what we felt were certain key services which had to be in place, specialized control programs and screening programs like the ones I've just mentioned.
It's been noted that this goes beyond health, that there are socioeconomic effects that are quite simply staggering, as it's been put. What are the effects globally and towards economic growth and development if these measures are not implemented?
Certainly, it's been estimated that over the next 15 years, if these results are not implemented, it would cost low and middle income countries more than $7 trillion, not billion, but trillion U.S. dollars. So again, what we're looking at is an investment of $11.4 billion per year versus costs of over $7 trillion. over 15 years. So you can, if you obviously anyone can do the maths and see that we, the cost benefit of implementing these measures is comes down very heavily on the side of benefits.
Just wanted to ask you, Gregory, when you look back years ago and you think when medicine wasn't as advanced as it is now, you would think that there's been a lot of strides with regard to cancer treatments, the treatment of diabetes. Has that helped, or are we still in a very serious situation?
There have definitely been advances, but there's still a long way to go. As we know, certain diseases are caused by immensely complex factors inside the body. But we're learning more every day, and I don't think anyone would make grandiose statements the way that were made 20 or 30 or 40 years ago about being able to cure cancer in 10 years. But we certainly understand much better today how certain types of genes, certain genes can have certain influences on body processes, etc. We're learning more all the time. That makes medicines more effective all the time, and that also then makes certain preventive measures more effective all the time.
How significant is it that leaders are gathering in New York to discuss this issue?
This is only the second time in history that the UN General Assembly has looked at a health issue. The first time was about 10 years ago when the General Assembly looked at AIDS. And so this is the first time ever that non-communicable diseases have been looked at. And this is recognition of the huge burden that non-communicable diseases cause to the world. As we said already, over the next 15 years, NCDs are expected to cost low- and middle-income countries more than U.S. $7 trillion. We estimate that more than 60% of all deaths worldwide are caused by non-communicable diseases. And of those deaths, over 9 million of those are in people under age 60, so very, very much in their productive lives still. So that's where the economic costs come from. A lot of the economic costs can have play out. So I think that this meeting at the UN General Assembly is recognition of the huge societal and not just health impact that NCDs come. And I'm sure that coming out of this as we go forward, there will be more specific programs of work which happen.